This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
I made that statement down in South Texas here a while back, and it was a contractor there, and he spoke up and said, I need a roll around my mouth. I said, okay. But you know where I'm coming from. He said, yes, that would be so hard. He said, out of working with all these contractors and all these guys. He said, man. I said, well, all I know, that's what God says. You know, you're going to have to do just like me. I said, we're going to have to do that. No guile, no deceit. Even when he was threatened, he didn't retaliate. He just turned them over to him that judges righteously, the Father. That's pretty tough to do too, isn't it? But that's the example. And then he says, in other words, since he died on the cross for you, so that you, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. Now see, according to God, he sees you and me dead to sin. He says, since we're dead to sin, we should live to righteousness. Is that what he said? Since he says we're dead because of what he did, you're dead to sin, and so he said, live to righteousness because you're dead. That's the way I see you, dead to sin. So you live to righteousness. And if you do all those things right there, then what did he say would happen to your body? By my stripes you're what? Ooh, so if we walk according to the Word, we're going to walk according to His divine nature, and how much sickness and disease is going to come up on our body? None. You get to walk all your life in divine health. No sickness, no disease. If you just do it God's way. Now then, if you know that He said that, He said, I'm a faith God. And this is the victory that overcomes the world in 1 John 5. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith or our trust in His Word. So, if this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. We walk according to the Word. If the Word says that we walk in obedience to it, then by His stripes we are healed, then what we should do is receive Jesus by faith as our healer. Now then, how did you receive Jesus as your Savior? By faith. In other words, turn to Romans 10, 8 and 9. Romans 10, 8 and 9. And let's see what those two scriptures say. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 and 9. Romans 10, 8 and 9. Romans 10, 8 and 9. When you get there. But what does it say? The Word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. Where is it at? It's near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. The word of faith that we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and will believe in your heart the Father raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Is that what it says? Okay, you know the word saved there in the Greek? You know what that word is? Sozo. S-O-Z-O. Now the word sozo, S-O-Z-O, means five or six things. Normally, I translate it, saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. And some translations also says health. But anyway, if the word sozo means saved, that's how we got saved. We confessed with our mouth and believed with our heart. So, if the word means, sozo means saved, and it also means healed, which it does, then by faith, when you receive and confess with your mouth, Jesus is your healer, and you believe that in your heart, when you receive that by faith, and that's the very exact place I was reading 20 years ago when I learned the meaning of the word sozo, and that night I learned the word sozo is used 120 times in 103 different verses in the Greek New Testament. I read them all. I mean, every one of them. At the end of the night, I said, Lord, I am more confused right now than I've ever been. If this means what it says, And I was healed on the cross 2,000 years ago. I was healed. So, Lord, if that's true, and I believe it is, why have I been sick so many times since I've been saved since I was 11? And he spoke to me audibly and said, because you have never received me by faith as your healer. I said, Lord, I receive you as my healer right now. I receive you as my healer by faith. It's written in the Word. It's near me. It's in my mouth, in my heart. I receive you just like I did salvation. I received you by faith when I was 11 and I was saved. And I'm going to be saved forever because I'm going to walk with you and walk in obedience to your Word. And so right now, tonight, Lord, I am receiving you as my healer by faith in your Word. And from this day forth, I will never have another sick day. And I've been telling people ever since that same glorious statement. And I have never been sick since that day. Not one. Never been sick. Isn't God awesome? In other words, when you walk in faith, there's no devil of hell can touch you. When you walk in full faith, there's no devil can touch you. See, the promises are there, aren't they? Aren't they awesome? Awesome. So, see, with these kind of promises, ain't no use in you going home without being totally healed today when you leave, right? After all, what I've been teaching out there, it's not my words, it's His words, right, brother? Everywhere we've been, we just hit a few things today. In the 4 hours today, we've been here, we just hit a few things. We just touched the surface. That's why I've got teachings back there that you can listen to for hours and hours and hours and hours about all these things all over this book. Don't go home without a sack full of them. It'll get you a bunch of them. You sure can't beat the price. There ain't no place else you can go to a minister and teach you what we teach. Get what we teach you for the price. We sell it to you. That's for sure. I mean, I went to a healing deal here a while back, and there was a man, had a big old deal there, had about eight cassette tapes in it, and it was $100. I bought one because I wanted to hear what he had to say. I bought one of them, $100. Well, I'll let you have eight over there, and I won't charge you a penny for them. You can just take your sack and get all you want. No problem, because you can't beat the price of our stuff. And that's one thing people can't say about me. Well, Scribner's trying to get rich by making these teachings and selling them. No, I'm making these things and giving them away. You know, and guess what? The Lord is making us, well, we are all rich because He's our Father. But I will have to say, I never asked anybody for money. I don't never go on television and ask for money. I don't ever ask you for money. I just give those things to you. But all I got to say is, and when we send out our stuff, we don't never send out a second request for somebody to send us money. When we send you a teaching, we put an envelope in there addressed. If you want to send us a check, that's good. If you don't, that's the only thing you'll ever hear from us again. And guess what? God pays all of our bills every week. Every week, He pays all of our bills. Isn't He awesome? He's awesome. As long as you're about, and guess who does all the healing too? He does it too. All I do is teach you the Word and pray the prayer of faith for you. He does all the rest. And it's so wonderful to see God do all these wonderful things He does. Now then, I've hit enough promises. Anybody today that needs to be healed, all you got to do is repent of your sins and believe God. And then if you'll not cast away your confidence in the Word and remain with it and stay with it and continue to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you that I'm healed. Now you want to make sure you get a copy of the teachings on the tongue. You want to make sure you listen to the tongue. You know, because you got to learn how to talk. If you don't learn how to talk, you can't walk in divine health. You know, I mean, there was a man came to me the other day, and he said, I want you to pray for my, and he called whatever it was, Lyme disease or cancer or whatever. I said, I can't get you healed. I said, you're claiming this. Okay, he had to repent and everything, and we prayed for him. And then in a few minutes, his wife said, well, what if his Lyme disease comes back? I said, ma'am, you're going to have to learn how to talk too. You ain't going to keep him healed as long as you talk like that. She said, we're going to have to be totally retrained. I said, absolutely. Absolutely. But the reason they were there is because a few weeks before, their daughter, which was incurable, she came over and she got healed and totally set free. And let me tell you, when Daddy and Mama saw what happened in her life the next 2 or 3 weeks, let me tell you, they came to our church. Because he wanted a shot of what she got. He wanted to be healed too. He'd only had this sickness 14 years. And he's claiming it. But when you pray in faith and learn how to talk, the promises are there. I mean, God will give you a brand new heart. He'll give you brand new organs. He'll give you whatever. I mean, he can heal anything. He put Caitlin's brain stem back together. He reconnected her disconnected eyes from her brain. The doctor said, there's nobody can put those eyes back in that brain. I said, Jesus can put them back in there. And he did. And she's a little 8-year-old girl today. And for a little girl that could never move, that the knee that was crushed could never operate for a broken left leg in 2 places, without a single surgery, today she can outrun any girl in the 2nd grade. Is God awesome or is he awesome? Hey, all you got to do is believe him. You know what kind of faith it takes when that doctor says, I didn't think that little girl would live. If I'd have thought she'd live that first day when I come and I x-rayed her and that knee's crushed, she said, I'd have done surgery right then. I said, well, I'm glad you didn't, because now you're not going to. He said, but I got to do surgery on that knee. She won't ever walk. He said, we got to go in there and put pins and screws in that knee. I said, no, you put pins and screws in that knee, she'll have to have surgery 2 or 3 times before she gets grown. When Jesus fixes it, he ain't never going to have to do that. And I said, he ain't going to charge me no money for it either. And so he could not believe I was going to let that knee heal on its own with a crushed knee. But I did. And today it's perfect. And she can run. I mean, she takes Grandma. She comes over to Miniature Center and grabs Grandma. I said, where's Grandma? I said, she's in there. She comes and gets her by the hand. Let's go to the mailbox. And she will take Grandma and Angel, the little dog, and they run a 30 miles to the mailbox and back. I'm telling you. And when they come back, Grandma's tongue's hanging out. And the dog. She runs them, I'm telling you for sure. She's fast. Isn't it wonderful to see God do these wonderful things? He's the King. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we've had another healing school, another day of your word, and showing people what you said you would do. And Lord, help them to repent and believe these promises so they also can receive their healing today and walk in divine health. Lord, I praise you and thank you for your word, which is always yes and amen for those of us that believe. It cannot fail. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for these great and awesome promises. Now, Lord, bless us and bless everyone. And, Lord, I rebuke every devil of hell so when people leave, that devil will not be able to steal a single word out of their mind or their heart. But I ask you, Father, to lock these words in their minds, their hearts, their spirits, so that they will be able to retain them there, so they'll be able to stand on your word for their healing. And I thank you and praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, if you need to be prayed for, all you need to do is come up here. We will pray for you. And then all you got to do is believe God with me, and you will get your healing from the Lord.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.